Our gospel text today, or for Pentecost Sunday, we read from John chapter 14, verses 8, well, indeed through 27. Philip is questioning Jesus, and he says to Jesus, "Please show us the Father, and then we'll be satisfied." My mother sits in a nursing home room, and she often wishes she knew what was going on around her. In her house, she used to have control of lots of things that happened, but in the nursing home, she doesn't have much control of anything. Even though things often happen at a certain time of the day, it's not because she decides it, it's because someone else decides it. Someone else is in control. Philip wanted to know a little more about He wanted to know a little more about God. And often our question is to know more as well, and sometimes, even though we don't know, we pretend like we know. And so we say, "Well, this is the way it is," because that's how we feel about it. And yet Jesus, he teaches Philip that it's not something that he decides, or it's not something that you can just lay out in a plan like you can in a instruction book for putting together the lawnmower. It's more than that. You're going to know, but you're going to know only when you listen to the Spirit that he promises to send to us. And when we listen to the Spirit, and sometimes that doesn't always happen by words in the air or words we read on a page, but sometimes it happens because we simply know that God is asking us to do something, to be patient. The Spirit of Christ that works in us is the Spirit of God that's very much alive in us, that calls us and gathers us to worship. And it's the Spirit that kept the disciples together in the early days, and it's the Spirit that will keep us alive as well. Pentecost is one of the most exciting days for the Christian church because it is the birth of the Christian church. It's when things began in the Christian church, and the church became alive, and went out to all the world because it's the Spirit that sent us out. It's the Spirit that directed us. It's the Spirit that lives among us. The Spirit that gives us life and hope and, oh, indeed, that calls us and gathers us, enlightens us, and strengthens us. It's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that dwells in the church in each one of us. This is Pentecost. It is a time to celebrate, and it is a time to remember how gracious God has been to us, for he dwells not only as a friend, but in our hearts and minds and souls.